Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. A short while ago, we caught up with Ralph by Skype at TLI headquarters in Houghton, New York. Ralph, these are strange days we live in. Still, the fallout from what happened last week in our nation's capital. And regardless of your political stripes, all of us are just outraged at what occurred there. I think you would agree with that. But it's caused a lot of uncertainty in our government, and we saw that with the resignations of several cabinet members, not the least of which is our Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos. She is out. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm disappointed about the circumstances under which she resigned. But overall, I think she had a pretty good run as Secretary of Education. You know, she certainly battled the teachers' unions. And you know that's the case when the comment from one of the major leaders of the teachers' union was, "Good riddance, Betsy." But again, I like the fact that she encouraged school choice.
Yeah, and you know, in terms of her tenure, she served, I believe, the entire tenure of the Trump term, which is, you know, a lot of cabinet officials can't say they've done that. So she stuck out there almost to the end.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. So let's talk about the COVID crisis in our schools. Once again, Governor Cuomo has moved the goalpost for the guidance for keeping schools open during this pandemic. If you're a parent keeping score at home here, Ralph, what's the metric that New York State is now using?
I wish I could tell you what that was, Bob. You're right. The goalposts have been moved. The latest that I'm aware of is that if there is an outbreak in a school, then the school has to be prepared to test 20% of the population, which includes teachers, students, and support staff. But it's so confusing, and I can't wait for, once the governor has delivered his message today, I can't wait for the legislators to take back control in the state, because they basically gave total control to the governor months ago. Yeah. And as you know, I think that's like a dictatorship that he's developed, and that's just not right.
Yeah, and you mentioned it is a part-time legislature. They're only in session half the year, and they're in session again, and the governor, as you mentioned, is delivering that state of the state speech this afternoon. A lot of people are going to be watching is what he says in terms of public education with this pandemic still ongoing. You use terms like fiscal belt tightening. That might be an understatement this year, correct?
I don't think so. That's not going to happen. He also said that the change of the Senate at the national level has changed everything for New York State.
Yeah.
And what that means is he expects that the federal government is now going to bail the state out of all the deficits that we have. I believe he firmly believes now that the feds will come through with the money.
Well, let's head to Pennsylvania. New guidelines came out last week from the acting education secretary. He is fully on board of opening the elementary schools full-time if they can. Your thoughts on Pennsylvania's opening guidelines?
Well, I have been an advocate all along for the opening of all schools. I think the closing of the schools has been a catastrophe. The students are going to reap the negative benefits of that. And most teachers that I talk with really want schools to be open. And I think with the procedures that they have in place in most schools, that's a safe thing to do. And I would be wishing that in Pennsylvania and in New York, that all schools would open up and make it soon.
Well, Pennsylvania sports is back in business. Winter sports in New York, not so much. Is that counterpart? I know a lot of, you know, basketball players, wrestlers, hockey players are just really bummed out right now in New York State. Given the proximity of Pennsylvania to New York, and you talk about the twin tiers, and a lot of these towns are just a couple miles apart, isn't that counterproductive to have sports on one side of the border but not on the other?
Well, I don't know about that, Bob. I understand the proximity, but I don't want one state to influence the other in terms of what may be best for for the state. And as I've told you before, I'm more concerned, frankly, about getting academics up and running than I am about sports. Although I'm a real advocate for sports, I'm concerned when I see schools like Canisius and others that have opened up for college sports and then had to shut down because of the spread of the virus. Mm-hmm. So I would much prefer to have schools open up for academics. And then once we see that that's going to continue to work on an ongoing basis, then let's bring the sports on, because they are really good for students, that's for sure.
And that will have to be the last word this week. But if you have questions about your local public school or just issues in education in general, Dr. Kerr would love to hear from you. His website, whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.